trusted all of you would have enjoyed the bright lights displayed all over Sri Lanka as we celebrate the Vesak celebrations. Happy Vesak, I dare say, this morning. And my greetings are endorsed by my co-host Lakit Peris as we welcome you to our podcast here on www.goforgold.lk. And I sincerely hope that we give you all the news that you need to know about the sporting world. Today we go to Bristol in good old Blighty. We also visit Rawalpindi in Pakistan. We bring you news from India and also what's happening in the track and field in the under-20s in Hong Kong. Let's start off with what happened in Rawalpindi yesterday. The first ODI between Pakistan and Australia was all one-sided, unfortunately, for Pakistan. They won the game comprehensively by 5 wickets in the long opener after Australia were bowled out in the 45th over for just 200 runs. So then a poor show with the bat. Matthew Shott made 55 and Matt Ranshan made 61. The bowling was Abar Ahmed 2 for 44, Arafat Minas 5 for 33, and the Pakistanis had absolutely no problem in the long opener getting to the target in the 43rd over but losing 5 wickets. Babar Azam was among the runs in Pakistan's 202. Babar Azam made 69 and Ghazi Ghori 65. Nathan Ellis looked impressive with his seam. He took 2 for 45. So Australia have lost the first ODI by 5 wickets to Pakistan at Rawalpindi yesterday. Now we saw a wonderful game of cricket, the second T20 between England and India at Bristol yesterday. And the good news for the English fans is that England have beaten India by 26 runs and have squared the series with one more game to come up in Taunton on Tuesday. Here are the scores. England batting first, 168 for 5. And I tell you, they were in real big trouble. But in comes Frey Camp, fantastic left-arm batter. She is pretty tall. She made 39 runs in 13 balls at the back end and got England to a defendable total of 168 for 5. She looks a fantastic women cricketer. Daniela Hodge, the new mother, because she was on maternity leave, she made 29. Amy Jones, 28. Alice Capsey, 28. But Frey Camp, she was fantastic, the left-hander, 39. In 13 deliveries to get England to a defendable score of 168. Sri Charini took 3 for 25 for India. India, sadly, at the end of 20 overs, scoreboard read 142 for 5. Yashik Bhatia, 33, and she retired. Smriti Mandana made 32. Shefali Varma, 22. And Hamrat Preet Kaur, the captain, made 28. Look at the bowling. Laura Bell, 2 for 33. Charlie Dean, the captain, she took 2 for 20. And Frey Camp, who was ultimately adjudicated as the player of the match, came up with a sterling performance. The lady took 2 for 15. Now remember, the third and the deciding game is coming up this Tuesday at Taunton. We'll keep our eyes focused on that, because Women's World Cup is getting underway very shortly. Chamari Attapattu and her girls will be leaving the shores of Sri Lanka on the 3rd of June for the World Cup T20. And Sri Lanka girls have a commitment to play one game against the English up in Brighton on the 12th of June. So I'll talk to you about that later. But one thing is for sure, we're going to have some great fun in the Women's T20. And remember, www.goforgold.lk. We are at your service to bring you all the cricketing or any sporting news that's of pertinent importance. Right. Now then, let's take a look at what's happening in India today. Today is the finals of the Tata IPL 2026. RCB, Royal Challengers Bangalore, will take on Gujarat Titans in the finals. Head to head, if you look at their performances earlier, 9 matches have been played against these two teams earlier, and RCB edge by 5 games to Gujarat's 4. But today is altogether a different ball game at the Narendra Modi Stadium. Fresh game, and the winner of this game will be crowned as the IPL champions of 2026, a prestigious award. Before I go into further details, I've got breaking news that Mumbai Indians, who ended up 9th in the IPL, have got some internal problems. We are told that Hardik Pandya unofficially has made a statement that he intends to step down from Mumbai Indians for the next season. And there's also been lots of rumors going around that there's been no unity among the Mumbai players this particular season. But that is no excuse. They're managed by one of the richest families in India, the Ambanis. But unfortunately, on the field, their performance was far below par. So they've been looked into very, very seriously. They have even stated, the media has stated, that dressing room secrets have leaked out to other teams as well. Well, I just thought I'll share that news with you. Now then, today we focus, obviously, in India, RCB versus Gujarat Titans. That's, of course, the Tata IPL finals coming up. Now, I just thought I'll share with you, like I made a promise yesterday, the Orange Cup. So far, here is the ratings. Suryavanshi leads the table, 776 runs, but he has ended his quest to score any more because his team, Rajasthan Royals, are out of the competition. In second place is Shubman Gill with 722 runs. Now remember, Shubman is in the running. He's got one more match to go. That's the finals. And his team plays against RCB today. In third place is Sai Sudarshan, 710 runs. Yup, another batter from Gujarat Titans. He too is in the running. He too can get to the top if he comes or trumps today in the finals against RCB. Fourth place, it was Hendrik Claassen, 624. Sadly, Rajasthan Royals are out of the competition with Ishan Kishan ending up in the fifth place with 602 runs. Now, these two players also don't have a chance of getting past the score that they've already accumulated because they are out of the competition. The purple cap goes for the highest wicket taker. At the top is Kagis Korabada, 28 wickets. He's got one more game because remember, he plays for Gujarat Titans and he has an opportunity to get more wickets against RCB today. And in second place is Bhuvanesh Kumar with 26 wickets. He too has an opportunity because he's a seam bowler for RCB and he can get ahead in the purple cap competition as well. Geoffrey Archer with 25 wickets ended in third place. He played for Rajasthan Royals, but he can't increase his tally because his team too is out of the competition. And Arshul Kamjot of CSK, 21, in fourth place. And Sri Lanka's own Ishan Malinga in fifth place with 20 wickets. I thought I'll just share that with you this morning because we've had a long season in the IPL. Let me wind up with some athletics news and we just go down to Hong Kong. Sri Lanka win the bronze in the 400 mixed relay after the Indian team was disqualified in the under-20 Asian Athletics Championship now underway in the city of Hong Kong. Then there was another bronze medal that Sri Lanka won. It was Sadin Ratnakumar, sorry, Rajakaruna. Sadin Rajakaruna won the bronze in the 200-meter track and field event. She clocked 21.13. And meanwhile, the greatest news is that Ransini Pereira, the lady, won the gold medal in the 200 meters for women, clocking 24.07. Great news, isn't it? Sri Lanka ladies are doing pretty well in track and field. Well, that's about wraps up what we have for you on Sunday. We sincerely hope that you did enjoy our podcast. as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. And remember, the forthcoming week is more of a rugby week. The school's rugby, the second round gets underway actually on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We'll have lots of games being played. We'll have the cup championship, the plate and the bowl. Details of that to follow. Let me just give you a quick reminder. We have already had win predictions in the prestigious cup segment, Trinity versus Wesley. And according to Christopher Jordish, our rugby specialist, the former captain of St. Thomas's, captain of CRNFC, and also he played for Sri Lanka. Now, he gave his win prediction. Trinity versus Wesley, the cup segment, he feels Trinity are favourites. Then he gave his prediction on Isipathana versus Royal, another cup game. He feels that it could be even Stevens. And it's very important that both teams keep disciplined, because they could lose the game purely if they are indisciplined. Details of that to follow. Then we also got another cup game. That's St. Peter's playing against Zahira. And according to Christopher Jordish, St. Peter's should be strong favorites there. And we also got one plate game that we want to make mention of. Prestigious one though, St. Joseph's versus St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia. And this is another game that could be even Stevens. So I've given you the win prediction. It was actually endorsed by Christopher Jordish. So you know we're going to have an exciting week coming ahead as far as schools rugby is concerned. Then I just got one sad news that I need to announce. Malyadeva College, Kurunagala, have been suspended by Sri Lanka Rugby Football Schools Association. Details of that to follow. We'll be contacting our rugby analyst, Mr. Spencer Leon, pertaining to that statement. And hopefully we'll have some more news on that on our podcast tomorrow. Thank you for being in our company. Enjoyed being in your company as well, bringing you all the news that you want to know. On behalf of Lakith Peris, this is Brian Thomas signing off, leaving you with a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.